Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Calling, The Inn at Eagle Hill, Book 2, by Suzanne Woods Fisher, narrated by Christina Moore.
Chapter 1. As far as Bethany Schrock was concerned, this summer was hotter than a firecracker lit on both ends. A little rain would certainly be welcome, she thought, as she untied her stiff prayer cap strings and tossed them over her shoulders, but the heat wave held Stony Ridge tightly in its grip. All the more reason to set to work in the cool of the basement of the sisters' house. At the bottom of the basement stairs, she held the lantern up to gaze around the dusty, cobwebby basement and blew out a puff of air. If it were even possible, there was more clutter down here than in the rest of the house. She'd been steadily trying to organize the sisters' house for weeks now and had barely made a dent. Sylvia, the youngest of the five elderly sisters of the sisters' house, had told her she was doing a fine job and they didn't know how she worked so quickly. "You are a doggedly determined young lady," Sylvia had said. Bethany had smiled, pleased that Sylvia was so pleased. She had always considered doggedness to be a rather unappealing characteristic, but it had been valuable at the sisters' house. "Thank you," she told Sylvia. "It's easy when you know how to organize things." The sisters, on the other hand, did not know how. They were in desperate need of someone with dogged determination after the deacon had gently reminded them they were overdue in taking a turn to host church, overdue by years and years. They needed to get their house tidied up first, they told him, giving him their sweetest smiles, and that's where Bethany came in. Jimmy Fisher had done the sisters a very great favor by suggesting they hire Bethany to organize their house. If it wouldn't cause his big head to swell even bigger, she might even tell him so one day. But she wouldn't tell him how much she needed to work, to keep busy, to get her mind off the near shipwreck she had made of her life. It still galled her to think that just 4 weeks ago she was this close to running away with Jake Hertzler, only to find out he wasn't the man he said he was. Not even close. He was a no-good, low-life skunk, that's what he was. In the end, as her stepmother Rose often reminded her, she hadn't run off with Jake. Something deep down in her knew better, Rose insisted. Her grandmother, less forgiving in nature, had left a 1948 edition of A Young Woman's Guide to Virtue on Bethany's pillow, a not-so-subtle poke about her disastrous judgment in men.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?